And we think that over the long term, the way that we actually create the most openness and transparency in the world at Facebook is both by creating the most powerful applications ourselves and creating a platform that is fundamentally moving more in the direction of being an open platform itself, right? So we're aiming for openness on two levels. One, on the fact that there's more sharing, and another, on the fact that by having these open standards, you're constantly moving towards a place in the industry where there will be more and more sharing, right? So people can bring their information anywhere they want. Anyone can use the platform.
Does that mean every Facebook user will have control over how public his, her information is and be able to decide whether or not it can be crawled by search engines?
We've already started moving in that direction. Just a couple weeks ago, we announced this open privacy setting where, prior to that, it was impossible for someone to take their profile and say that they wanted it to be open. Now they can do that. They can say it's open to everyone. And what I would just expect is that, as time goes on, we're just going to keep on moving more and more in that direction.
In just 5 years, Facebook has attracted 250 million members and become a huge cultural phenomenon. Could you ever have imagined this when you were starting out in your dorm room at Harvard?
Well, no. It was a really interesting time. Like a lot of college kids, we spent a lot of time talking about abstract things that interested us and how things in the world would play out, about trends and technology. We were looking at all this over late-night pizza while we were hanging out. We thought that during our lifetimes, the way people negotiated their identity and their privacy would be changed.